Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Dan, and thanks for joining in. Today is Monday, the 13th of May, and it is about 35 minutes past the hour, 2 p.m. here on the east coast of Florida, just south of Gainesville. And I am on the interstate heading back to Lake City. Anyway, just thought I would... there's been some things that have happened in my life, and I wanted to share them with people, and I thought this is probably the best way to do it. When I was a kid, I had what I call a gift. I call it a gift because it's not something I did to earn. I didn't do anything to earn it. It just was a gift. It was given to me, and it was a gift to sort of see and feel and experience things in the supernatural. A lot of people call this clairvoyance, psychic powers. It's called a lot of things, but I will attribute my gift from God. I don't like to attribute anything like that to anybody but God, because I believe that is where my gift came from. And so whenever I speak about my gift, I want you to understand that it comes directly from God. It is a gift from Him. But when I was a kid, I just knew things that, you know, people, well, let me be a little more specific. I could see things sometimes before they happened. And it was just random stuff at first that I thought. And I didn't really seem to put it all together until I was probably about an adult, early adult years, I began to see not so much patterns, but that it was a gift that I could turn on and turn off when I wanted to, if that makes any sense. Well, I shouldn't say turn it off, because it really never turns off, but I could engage it or not. So, you know, the engine was always running, so to speak. But like a transmission, I could shift it into gear. So as a kid, I would see things. I was very, very in tuned, very intuitive to things of the supernatural and spiritual side of life. And you may be listening to this and say, ah, this guy's lost his mind. There's no such thing as ghosts and, you know, demons and things like that. Well, I beg to differ. If I weren't a believer, I would still believe in something that is beyond the grasp of this physical realm, the supernatural realm. You know, there's something there. But I am a believer. I believe that, you know, God created the heavens and the earth. He had one son, Jesus Christ, and Jesus died for our sins on the cross a long time ago. And we have an opportunity to accept that free gift and live the rest of our eternity with Him, or refuse the gift and live eternity without Him. So I believe that, you know, God created the supernatural. Obviously, you know, we hear about angels all the time. And my first angel I ever saw was right after having a motorcycle accident. My brother was driving. He must have been about 15 years old, too young to really be driving a motorcycle with a passenger, I'm sure. But I was on the back of it. I didn't have any better sense, really, than to get on the back of a motorcycle with my idiot brother. But I did, and he laid it down, just being goofy and stupid, laid it down on the road, an accident, of course, and it wore just, you know, my knee, laid it on the right or left, I can't even remember now, I think it was left side, but I remember being on the ground, flying across the ground and seeing sparks in my face from where the metal of the motorcycle was rubbing against the ground, and of course, my knee was on the ground between the road and the motorcycle. And so the weight of the motorcycle pushed down on my knee, and it just took the hide off my knee. And we were very poor. We didn't have, you know, food in the house sometimes, so let alone health insurance to go to the doctor when we were sick or hurt. And so I got back up. I had a big hole in my knee and a big hole in my pants leg where the hole in my knee was. And I was in a lot of pain. I mean, a lot of pain. And it was road rash, so it was pretty nasty. And of course, my brother was, you know, worried that he would get in trouble. Not so much that I was hurt, I think, but more that he would get in trouble. And so it was dark on the road where we were. There were no lights. And so he said, get on, let's get out of here. So we got on the bike and we took off, and off we go down the dirt road. And we got to some place where there was some light and we could see a little bit better. And so he looked at my knee and I looked at, you know, my knee, and, you know, of course it scared me because it looked really bad. And I was worried. He's like, don't tell mom. He was worried that if I told my mom that she had, you know, ground him from his motorcycle. And so I walk in the door, and we're living with my grandparents. And I don't remember if it was just a temporary thing or if we were just between homes, or not really sure. We did that a lot growing up. So I walked in the door, and of course I was holding back my tears. I think I might have been 10 or 11 years old. I was just a kid myself. And I walk in the door, and, you know, I'm limping on my leg, and my mom says, you know, what happened? She was prone to dramatics anyway. And so, of course, you know, she was, you know, what in the world happened? Oh, my gosh. And, you know, making a big thing about it. And, of course, I bust out crying because it hurt so bad. I was in so much pain. It was throbbing, and it burned, and it hurt at the same time. And it was a very distinct feeling, and the pain was very real. And she said, oh, my God, what happened? And I told her, and, of course, she yelled and screamed at my brother. And, you know, he blamed something other than himself, of course. And she, you know, took a rag or something. I honestly don't remember exactly. But I know she cleaned it up, made it a little cleaner than it was. And, of course, it still hurt. And there was gravel all in it from the road. And, you know, I think she might have put some antibiotic ointment or something. We didn't have antibiotic ointment back then, really. I think it was more like a mucurochrome, which was like pouring gasoline on a wound. But anyway, it hurt really, really badly, and I was just in a lot of pain. And later that night when I went to bed, she came in to check on me, and of course, and she, you know, she told me, she said, you got to sleep with this. You can't put the covers on you or the sheet or whatever. You'll mess up your grandma's sheets and covers and blankets and stuff. She said, she put a towel under my knee. So in case, you know, it drained a bit, I wouldn't get it on the bed. And so I was just very, very, very uncomfortable. And I was in a lot of pain, and I couldn't sleep. And between closing my eyes and trying to sleep, I just opened them up and I looked over, and there was this gentleman standing next to my bed. And if you're familiar with Uncle Remus, the old black man that told the story of Brer Fox and Brer Rabbit, and he looked just like him. He was an older black gentleman with a white beard and white hair, and he had a hat on, and he had a suit on, and he was short and kind of rotund, and he was just standing by my bed. And now you might be thinking, well, you're probably under the influence of the pain or whatever. Well, whatever. I believe it was an angel. He stood there by my bed very patiently, and he had like this real kind grandfatherly look on his face, and he had a big smile. And I woke up and I looked over at him, and he had such concern in his face and his eyes. He had such pleasing eyes. It was just, I don't know. I just felt so at peace with this man. And he said, how you doing? And I said, oh, my knee is killing me. My knee is hurting so bad. I'm in so much pain. I can't seem to get out of the pain. And he said, well, let me take a look at it. And I said, oh, no, don't touch it. You know, and he was like, oh, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. And that's how he said it. It'll be all right. And I said, oh, no. And he reached down, and he kind of put his hands underneath my knee, where the crease of my knee is. And it was almost like he was supporting my knee. And as soon as he touched it, all the pain went away. Like immediately, there was no pain. It was just gone, completely gone. And I remember being so just completely blown away by the fact that I had no pain. The pain was gone that quickly. And I remember looking down at my leg and thinking, there's no way it should still be hurting right now. but it wasn't. And so he said, well, let's pull these covers up over you. And he grabbed the covers and the sheets and stuff, and he started pulling up. I'm like, no, you can't do that. And he goes, well, why not? And I said, well, because it's all bloody and it's gross and it'll get all over the sheets and the blanket. And that's my grandma's and I don't want to mess it up. And he goes, oh, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. And that's what he kept saying. It'll be all right. And I said, no. And he said, it'll be all right. And he just kind of patted my leg and he pulled the covers up over me and the sheet. And oh, it was so comfortable. I was finally out of pain and the sheet and the blankets were on top of me and I just felt normal again. And I was so tired and I closed my eyes for just a second. And then I realized, I don't know how long my eyes were closed, but I realized, oh, I didn't thank him. Not thinking to myself that there's this stranger in my house, but that I had to thank him for being so kind to me. When I opened up my eyes, he was gone. Well, I was so tired. I guess I didn't care. I don't really know what I was thinking. I was 11 years old. And so the next day came and I see the light coming through the window and I'm under the covers and I'm thinking, oh no, I forgot. And I'd forgotten about last night. I'd forgotten that the angel had been there or anything. And I threw the covers back. I tossed them back as quickly as I could, praying that somehow or another I did not get blood all over the sheets, but I just knew it'd be a bloody mess under there because my knee was still wet from blood and fluid. And so when I pulled the covers back and I looked down there and I looked and there was nothing on the covers, not one spot, not one tiny spot of blood. And I tell you, my leg was just as wet as it could be from blood and fluid. And I was looking all over for some place on the sheets that would expose that, somehow or another I bled on the sheets and now I'm in trouble with my grandma and my mama. And I pulled back the sheets and the blankets and there was nothing on any of them. And I remember hanging my leg off the side of the bed and getting up and going to the bathroom. And then I remembered the dream, it wasn't a dream though. And it really was an angel. That was the first angel I believe I ever saw. I was 11. So I think the next angel not even an angel, really. I saw the Lord. I saw Jesus. But that was the first time I saw an angel. And I've seen other angels since then, but none of them look like him. Anyway, that was when I saw an angel for the first time. Then, of course, I saw Jesus when I was 19. So 8 years later, I was in college. And I was between classes and I had an early, early morning class. I was so tired and I left the college and went back home. And when I got home, I had this big chair that I'd sit in at home. And so it was an apartment that my roommate and I rented. And I'm going to save it for another podcast, but next podcast I'm going to talk about when I actually saw Jesus for the first time. Thanks for listening.